So the more partners that get involved with it, then the better rates we can negotiate.
But it was impressive to me. But looking at the reaction of Gordon Stewart and Mike Bradley, our chairman, who are with, who are both PGA professionals, who have both been coaching Gordon, not so much nowadays, but in his previous life, you know, they were like kids in a sweet shop. They were so excited by it.
The end of the day, if we are left with product that we have to take, that we've committed to, we don't have anywhere to go with it. We don't have an end consumer. So just making sure that we make the right decisions for the whole group.
Hello and welcome to another TGI Golf podcast. I'm Matt Millard, Director of Communications. I'm joined today, as usual, by my partner in crime, Adele McLean, a Managing Director. Good morning, Adele. Afternoon.
Good morning, Adele. Afternoon.
Whenever you may be listening,
depending when you're
we'll
listening.
Get that right one week when we introduce this, that people don't listen to it at a set time. It is either morning, absolutely, afternoon, or evening. So let's just say hello. Hi, Adele. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Matthew?
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. Very good. So I'm quite impressed that we've managed to squeeze another one of these in literally 2 months after the last. So we did say after the last one that January was a busy time, so we might get into February before we can record another one. So congratulations to you and I on actually getting one done in February.
Absolutely, before the end of the month. Yeah,
yes, well done. Awesome. So as I mentioned there, it has been a particularly busy time of the year. January, February, March for us as a team is a pretty busy time with various events, etc. So should we just talk about the start of the year first from an events point of view, but also just from word on the street and the feedback that you've received from the guys on the road as to how partners are performing for the start of 2025?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a positive start to the year for us, I would say. And the general sort of market stats that come out of Golf Data Tech do show that the industry as a whole is slightly up, on course been slightly down, but that's fairly typical for us for this time of year. However, our own stats are showing that we are kind of flat, so we're performing well. So at this point in the year, so that was a kind of nice positive message to see there.
Yeah, awesome. And it was a like you say, slightly flat, but you get the new product launches that usually give us a little bit of a kick up, particularly now with the amount of guys that are custom fitting indoors and those indoor swing studios really, really paying dividends for them.
Yeah, that's a real benefit to us. You know, if you'd have gone back a few years, we wouldn't be at the races at this point, whereas now as soon as fitting kits are starting to land, you know, we've got partners that have got full diaries already at this time of year. So that's a really encouraging start to the year. And there are so many good new product launches going on out there. Hopefully we will get the benefit of that.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And so from the start of the year, we started off, I think, the second week in January. We had our board strategy meeting, which is where we sit down as a board and we go through what we're going to do for the year and rubber stamp a few ideas, etc. And then straight from there, off to Orlando for the PGA show, which is normally a nice start to the year because it's a bit of sunshine on your back before you then tread the halls for two solid days and back-to-back meetings. But it was particularly cold this year, I think, anyone who was out there. And I was quite surprised there's quite a lot of partners out there. I get it surprises me every year that there seems to be more and more that are making that trip through TGI Golf Travel, I hasten to add. but what was the feedback that you felt in Orlando? Like I say, we have those 2 days of meetings where we're literally in the hall with back-to-back meetings with the brands. But it seemed like there was a bit of positivity there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the show for me this year is the buzz around the show was the most positive I've seen for the last few years. I think the attendance and number of brands that were exhibiting at the show as well was really at an all-time high, which was great to see. And as you mentioned, we've seen quite a lot of the partners over there. So they generally will go over and tie in a wee bit of golf and then do, you know, wander around the show. For me, I think it's always a great refresh, a restart to the year, and you do come back enthused, I think, from the show. In terms of meetings wise, you know, we had a lot of meetings over there at the show, which again were all positive with the brands. I think everybody, as we touched upon with new product launches, etc., are really positive for the year going forward. So fingers crossed that translates for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I guess, you know, it's a long way to go to Orlando, but there's very few times that the whole industry can get together under one roof to see each other. So I think that is the biggest benefit of us going there, I think, is sitting down with the the head honchos almost of every brand, and really getting to have their ear and tell them what we're doing and how we're doing it, and then getting that feedback from them as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that's good from our perspective is you get an ear in there from the American high hegians, if you want to call them that. So yeah, the hierarchy of the brands from the States are there as well, where a lot of the directives that affect our businesses come from. So if we can have their ear, and I know the brands appreciate that as well, and give them a realistic picture of where the UK marketplace is, because our market is obviously pretty different to the US market. So that's always a good opportunity to get to speak to people you wouldn't normally get. And I think even, you know, we went along to the PGA Jinx reception as well, which was nice. And, you know, you've seen a lot of partners, but also a lot of suppliers there as well. So it's just a good opportunity to chew the fat with a few people in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if there are any partners who do want to go out there, and I know there are a few that often say, I'd love to get out there one year. I mean, there are packages available from the guys at TGI Golf Travel. They include the flights and the accommodation and cars if you need it. So, you know, if it is something that you would like to do next year, listen to me going into full salesman's field. If there is something you'd like to do next year, then, you know, please do contact the guys at TGI Golf Travel, and they'll be more than happy to help out.
Yeah, I think it's a definitely a worthwhile trip, even if you can do it every now and again, every few years, just to come back with some fresh ideas, or even, you know, just to sort of validate what you've been doing as well, and chatting, you know, through with your fellow PGA pros.
Yeah. And then hot on the heels from Orlando, I think we're back for a quick week before the business conference up at the Belfry this year. Well, I say up at the Belfry, it's up at the Belfry for me, it's down the Belfry. You know, I think this year, that going from the buzz from Orlando, the buzz of the business conference for me was that it's like something I've not seen for many a year. It was a real good cross section of partners there. I think the seminars were well, the feedback we've had, and you've certainly had some nice emails since the event, and the post event survey as well. We've been having some good feedback on that from partners. I think there was a real feel good factor.
Feeling.
Factor. Thank you, Adele. Jeez. You wouldn't think I work with words, would you? That's a real feel good factor on the back of the business conference. I mean, how did you see it as someone who's planned many of these over the years?
Yeah, I think for me it was probably the biggest positive I took from it, was the feel good factor, if you like, you know, going around the room in the brand showcase with all the brands there. We probably the most amount of brands that we've ever had along there. So the partners having the opportunity to see what's on offer and to speak to people from the brands that they may not always get the opportunity to speak to or see in the store was great. I think the mix of seminars seemed to go down quite well. There was a lot of really positive feedback from the seminars, which is great, because it's always difficult when we're arranging seminars to get something that ticks every box for everybody. You know, there's certain seminars that, you know, will be applicable and certain that won't. But again, for me, it's that partner interaction, you know, having that opportunity to speak to your fellow PGA pros there or your fellow retailers at the event and just share ideas, because as we always say, you learn more from each other than we can ever teach you. So that's what I really enjoyed to see that at this time. I thought it was really positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the seminars, from chatting to partners at the breakouts, they were really enthused by a lot of the seminars. I think the Jason McNiven in particular, his custom fitting, it's kind of a different seminar that I've ever been involved in before, where it's kind of not death by PowerPoint, which is always a fear factor, but just a general roundtable discussion about custom fitting led by Jason and his expertise. Some partners came up at the end and were very complimentary at being the best seminar they've ever seen. Stood at the front and talked for an hour. But, you know, I think, like you say, that's the benefit that partners get, is being able to validate what they do, but also pick up the new ideas from their fellow partners.
And I think on the Wednesday as well, a few of the speakers in there, you know, put a couple of different perspectives in and gave some good nuggets and, you know, thoughts for partners to take back into their business. That was what I quite liked, and that quite a lot of the feedback that we got, that partners felt that they had action points or takeaways that they could go back to their business and implement. So, and even if you only go back with a couple, then I think it's been a worthwhile couple of days.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, quite good. I think Gary Ennis, our social media guy, doing something on artificial intelligence, blew everyone away, really. It helps that he's the most enthusiastic person.
Yes.
He's even more enthusiastic than Ricky Gray, which is incredible. Yeah. but to see some of the stuff that he's doing to make everyone's lives easier a little bit from an AI point of view. I mean, don't be afraid of the machines, and they won't always get it right. And I'm pretty confident they're not going to take over the world.
No, yet. But the, like
we all another business conference thing. Yeah.
No, but they're a great starting point. At some of the tips that he gave out at the conference said it was great, and I think, you know, from our perspective, that the dinner seemed to go really well, and we raised a nice amount of money for charity. I think it was just over 10,000 we raised for charity, which is the main thing for me in the dinner there, and just the networking and everybody speaking to each other. And then I think the addition of Conor Moore this year really worked well. He went down a storm, so how do you top that for next year?
A really entertaining guy that man is, and seriously talented as well. Just listen to some of the impressions that he does and how perfect they are, even if they're not the perfect impressions, the mannerisms that you manage to copy. I mean, Donald Trump was something else.
He was good. Like, you know, off the floor, I can't remember, I'm not a racing person, but the guy, the racing driver, he just came out with that off, you know, straight away. So he was very, very good.
Yeah, yes, quite. How do we top that next year?
Yeah, we're trying. We're looking into it already.
Hey, to be fair, Adele, we say that every year. Oh, how are we going to top that next year? But somehow we do. We will reach it soon. But I thought the award as well, I know looking at some of the feedback on the surveys as well, we just condensed the awards a lot more this year, mainly to fit Conor in at the end. But I think also because we were getting aware that it was becoming quite a drawn out process. So be interesting to see if we can continue that, or if we could do the same next year. But I thought, the awards was a good night as well. And it's always nice to get some emotion and to see what the awards mean to people.
Yeah.
Even that, you know, I know Ping win it time and time again because of the votes of our partners. There's nothing else to it. The votes of our partners have Ping winning. But you can see from Lisa and then chatting to Steve as well afterwards, Lisa Lovett and Steve Carter there, what it means to them to continue to win these awards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll always keep looking at it all the time. But I think, you know, as you mentioned, just the kind of the love in the room for me when John Errol got his Lifetime Achievement Award and got a standing ovation. I just think it shows what a nice industry you work in and how well thought of, you know, John is, both from partners and suppliers and even people that didn't really know him that were there. You could just tell that it was a thoroughly deserved award, I would say.
It was, you know, I stood at the back of the room and I was, when Eddie was reading out the reasons for this person getting the award, before naming John, of course, and I could see him and I was watching him and I could see Tony Hilton keep looking at him going, I think this might be you. And I could almost, see John a little bit shrinking, but also just growing with a little bit of pride. And then, you know, what a fantastic speech as well for someone who had no idea, wasn't nominated, so didn't have an inkling that he might get an award. But that's just a mark of the guy to stand up there and just be so thankful for everyone and everything. And
it's always a big one, isn't it, to decide, do you spring it on somebody or do you give them notice so they can prepare something? But I think just to see that reaction and the surprise, and you know, it was totally unexpected for him. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, congratulations, John, thoroughly deserved. And congratulations to all the award winners as well. Everyone. And the slight change that we did this year, and we had regional partners of the year, and then through to the suppliers, you know, everyone thoroughly deserved their award. It was nice chatting. I had a meeting with a brand yesterday and just listening, I won't name them, but the aspiration for them to be on stage one year is, you know, it's a great thing. And we've seen that before with brands. TaylorMade always wanted their Gwyneth Paltrow moment from 10, 15 years ago. And then they won an award. Did we win this year? Last year.
Yep. No, this year as well.
And this year as well, yeah, just to see them now and what it means to them to come from where they were to. And so it's a great target for brands to have and for partners to have as well, just to try and get on their stage.
Yeah, it's such a difficult, because, you know, especially on the partner side, the suppliers are voted for. So, but on the partner side, it is difficult because we have so many fantastic partners within the group, and it's just nice to be able to reward them. And, you know, hopefully we do as many as we can over the years, but there are so many to be rewarded, and I just hope everybody understands that and celebrates it.
We've got a lot of love to give to a lot of people. It's always good. Just going back to the business conference as well, the itself and the brand spotlight, we've got too many spotlights. Brand spotlights, product spotlight, brand showcase, sorry, is what I'm trying to say. My teeth aren't in now, Adele. the brand showcase, obviously it was great to see all the suppliers there, but we also had a lot of the TGI services there as well. So we had the guys from insurance, we had the guys from marketing travel, but also from TGI Gulf Finance as well. And I saw that there was quite a few partners making their way over to Andy and Connor there. That's TGI Gulf Finance. And, you know, this is a facility that we've had for a long time. It's a really good facility for those guys that use it. There's probably still not as many as we would like making the most of it perhaps, but you know, I think that some of the things that sometimes come up is the cost of the commission that you pay to finance. But you know, then we have other partners who are saying, yeah, but that cost is a cost that you are paying on a sale that you wouldn't have had if you didn't have that facility. So, you know, what's the kind of feedback and the your thoughts on TGI Gulf Finance and the benefits of partners using it?
Yeah, I can't really understand why you wouldn't want to use it as a former retailer, and did have finance in place all these many, many years ago. The challenge that we've got, and I understand the comments that maybe sometimes come up that the commission has gone up over the last few years, the cost of finance in general across all industries has gone up quite substantially over the last few years. But the other thing that really does affect us is the amount of partners that use it. So the more partners that get involved with it, then the better rates we can negotiate. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation in terms of, you know, a partner might say, I don't want to use it because the commission is too high, but then we can only get it brought down if we get as many partners as possible. It's the same with everything, you know, all the services that we try and negotiate. It's almost like a use it or lose it type situation. You know, the more partners that we can get involved, the more negotiating powers that then we have in turn with it. So I would just urge people to have a wee look at it and the other services that TGI Gulf Finance offer there. There's quite a few, especially this time of year as pre-books are landing. You know, if you're needing a bit of help and support that way, it is available there if you need it.
Even if you went through the process and got yourself the facility there to use.
Yeah.
If you need it, you know, if you end up using it for someone who's spending a 1500 quid and, you know, you give up, I can't remember what the rate is, 11% now?
10%? I think it's sitting about 11%. Yeah. I need to double check.
I'm no good at maths, so I'm not going to work that out. But I would know that it's substantially more than zero if you weren't to make the sale and you'd get no money coming in. You know, you're still making that sale and you're still making money on the sale.
And it's all about, you know, people are so used to paying everything on a monthly basis now, so that kind of usually takes that price conversation out the way. And then if you can work hard at, you know, bundling up and making sure you're adding in, you know, additional sales that with better margin making, you know, products, you know, I always say speak to the brands as well, you know, speak to your ASMs if there's any sort of local support that they can give you around about it as well. So there's always a more than one way of skinning a cat, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want all the cat detection people.
Well, I'll openly admit I don't like cats, Adele, so you can crack on. Only because they make me sneeze.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, definitely an option for partners there to look into. You know, we would say please do look into it. It is a useful tool to have in the background there that's going to help you make sales in any time of the year, but particularly when it's a bit quieter or the big ticket items that you want to get through if this living crisis continues.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. Yeah, the sort of general economic climate as well, you know, doesn't help. But, you know, if you can get involved with it, it gives you those opportunities.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay, so that was the business conference. That was the awards. That was Orlando. We'll touch on Turkey. That's coming up, but we were in a couple of weeks with 100 teams going out there. You know, this is a good event. We're very much looking forward to it. I had a sneaky look at the weather the other day. I don't know. It looks all right at the minute. So
good. We need it to be out.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. God forbid any stormy and delays. Yeah,
can't happen.
So yeah, we very much look forward to that. With sponsored by TaylorMade, Adidas, and PowerCaddy. We look forward to that, and we'll discuss how that all went on the next podcast.
Yeah, we're sort of full prep here. You know, getting everything organised. Most of the goodie bags have gone out to the teams, 100 teams that are playing in the event. So there's fantastic. Bag as ever provided by Adidas and TaylorMade there. We're getting sort of all geared up with all the paperwork and the very complicated tea times, which you need to be some sort of scientist to understand those. And then, you know, it's a nice addition to the event this year. We've got Connor Syme coming out as well to do a sort of clinic and a couple of talks as well. So there's a few different things going on, and the brands, the sponsors are working on what they're going to activate while we're out there.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be another great week.
Yeah, can't wait.
And this is once more of sincerity, Adele. Can't wait. Now, we always say as a team, you know, it's such a great week, but it is, you know, it is a tough week physically running the event. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. Well, I wouldn't. But then I swan around with my camera doing social media and taking photos and doing interviews all day. It's slightly different.
No, it's fantastic. You're right there. It's one of the, you know, highlights of the year. But, you know, when people say, oh, go and enjoy your holiday, you're like, oof. If only you knew a 5 a.m. alarm every day and things like that. And they're the whole day till close of play. But anyway, it's great fun and it's great. You know, we've got some great partners attending and their teams as well, good friends over the years.
And one that we'll have a new face out there as well.
We will.
Well, hopefully. Assuming nothing goes awry between now and then. Do you want to expand a little bit on that? So we last time we spoke, we said we were going to be bringing in a fifth retail consultant. Yep. That process has been through. We've appointed someone. I believe they start on March the 3rd.
They do.
Yeah. Do you want to reveal who it is?
Yes, I think I can, if that's okay. So we have Emma Fletcher joining us. Emma is a PGA Pro and a business partner in Morecambe Golf Club there. So she brings a huge amount of experience from the pro side of the business, but also from the retail side of the business. And, you know, being part of the group from the retailer side of things, you know, she knows the group very well and she knows all our services, everything that we offer inside out. She's also been on the road. She was working as an agent with Asbury as well. So she's got great relationships and understands, you know, business from both sides of the counter, if you like. So I think she'll be fantastic. I know we as a team are really looking forward to it, and it'll be a different dynamic to the team as well. Mm-hmm. So can't wait.
Yeah, no, it was great to see her at the business conference in her current role. So obviously we're there with Simon, her husband there, taking on some education from that point of view. And we had a good chuckle at this time next year, Rodney. he'll be on the other side of the fence doing the job like us.
Yeah, so, definitely. No, it's good to see her coming on board and good to see the different experience that she will bring to the team as well. And then as we say, she'll hit the ground running because she knows us pretty well already, which is great.
Yeah. So there will be a slight shift in the borders of Simon and Chris. Chris Taylor in particular. So Chris will be more Midlands region now, with Emma coming in and taking over the north. Is Simon's area changing too much, or is he
very slightly? Yeah. Chris will take some of Simon's more northerly ones, if that makes sense. So but he'll retain that sort of band that he's got partially in the Midlands and slightly down, and then Emma will take everything from sort of Midlands up to the border. So
and of course as soon as March the 3rd is here and she's in the building, we will communicate with the partners and through introducing those partners in the north region that will be looked after by Emma now. Yep. I'm sure Chris will be on a magical mystery tour with her as well, taking her to around.
Yeah, she kicks off with a couple of days in the office and then she'll be out in the road. Chris will be out in the road with her just to get her trained up and familiarised. And then and we always find with these, you know, when we start a new retail consultant role, it takes a good year, really, mm-hmm. you know, for them to get round everybody and build those relationships. But as I say, the fact that she has quite experienced in all things TGI, hopefully you know, she'll hit the ground running, definitely.
Yeah We look forward to having Emma on board. It's gonna be good to have an extra body out there on the road and building those relationships and having someone in store helping the PGA professionals who are running their businesses.
Well, that's what it's all about for us, Matt. You know, we're always looking to try and improve the services, anything else that we can offer, and having those extra boots in the ground, as we keep saying, is what's important to us. The retail team have just launched their business health check. So again, more opportunity to do more of these health checks. The feedback on them has been really positive. Yeah. They're also working on a sort of staff training initiative as well, which they'll be able to deliver either in store or groups wise, which again, just having that bit of extra resource gives us more time to work on those and anything else going forward.
Talking of new things.
Yep.
We like nice shiny new bright things, don't we? So we've got a new member of the team coming in, but we're also really proud to announce today, it's a new partnership that we've got with the guys at Golf Genius. Now, we've been working with Golf Genius using their tournament management software for the best part of a year, 2 years now, maybe. But I understand the new partnership or the enhanced partnership is just bringing in all those new elements that Golf Genius work on. And I mean, they're called Golf Genius for a reason because a lot of the stuff they do is pretty genius.
Yeah.
So looking at the new bits that's coming in, so the Coach Now app, I think, is the one that is going to be most exciting for the partners out there. We had a demo of it in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I'm not a PGA pro. I make no bones about that.
You definitely are not.
In the golf club as best as I can. Yeah, as I get older, it seems to get harder. But it was impressive to me. But looking at the reaction of Gordon Stewart and Mike Bradley, our chairman, who are both PGA professionals, who have both been coaching Gordy, not so much nowadays, but in his previous life, you know, they were like kids in a sweet shop. They were so excited by it. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about how that's come about and the partnership that we've now got with the guys at Golf Genius?
Yeah, so as you touched upon, we kicked off with the tournament management side of things that we've been using for the last 3 years, just about now, two years, which has been great. And then just been in conversations of there's so many solutions out there for different parts of the business, and to try and start bringing as much under one roof as possible. So Coach Now is one that we had been looking at, and it also has that online diary solution alongside it, which again has been a conversation we've been having for years in here, but we just didn't seem to, different partners use different diaries or different types of platforms, so that was just allowing them to bring that in. So I think that the opportunities there with Coach Now, hopefully from a time saving point of view as well, with all the assets that are on there, will really help the partners going forward. And then bringing in, there's other options, Golf Shop and different things that are in there as well. So it's almost like a menu to choose if there's elements in there that are going to help your business. And then we will keep working with them going forward to try and find as many digital solutions under one roof to help the partner's business moving forward. And I think you only need to look at the success that they have over in the States and the amount of pros that they deal with and golf clubs that they deal with over in the States to see how well established they are and keeping moving forward. I love the innovation that they have, that they're always looking for the next best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the team based over here in the UK, they're quite young and driven. Had a number of calls with them already, and just see the enthusiasm that they have to work with TGI Golf Pros as well. Is something that I've been quite taken by, just putting together the initial communications that have gone out. I had a note on Friday from Nick Stocking, who's the general manager there, just saying they had so many inquiries within the first hour of that communication going out to the partners. So I think they're really happy with it as well. And like you say, almost a watch this space thing, because we've seen how much they've grown and how many strings to the bow that they've added already. Who knows where it could go in the future, and by having that partnership with them, hopefully that's going to help our partners to continue to go down the digital route.
Yeah, and it's as I said, there's so many options out there, and it is backing the right horse. Yes. But for me, they seem a sort of trusted partner, and I love the enthusiasm, and what as you say, what's next?
Yes.
is what we would like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I say absolutely a lot. I've noticed.
You do.
It's like my little book. Yeah, I do too. We finished a section, so I'm going to say absolutely to then cut it off and move on to the next section. I'm going to try and find a different word to use than absolutely. Anyway, no one needs to know that.
Nope. No.
Absolutely. Right. Next discussion. Something that has been, we've heard a lot of over the years. We've discussed it a lot over the years as a team with partners. We've discussed it with suppliers. It's almost a little bit Marmite. You either love it or you hate it. It's an acronym of SMU, I can't remember what it stands for.
Yeah, I think
special markup, was that? Yeah. Is that? Yeah, special markup.
Yeah, I think there's various names, whether it's SMU, exclusive product, margin enhancing product, various different guises. Yeah, you're right. It's something that's been, you know, raising its head over the years. We've tried it in different formats over the years ourselves. Some partners are very keen to get involved in it, and some partners are not so keen, to be honest. We have always been, as a group, you know, we have never dictated that you have to take product or you have to buy into certain levels of product with us. And that's probably why we've steered away from it, because it's difficult then to get the commitment for the figures you need to get to without saying you have to take 24 pairs of shoes or whatever. We're all about the partners managing their own business in terms of what's right, the right selection for their type of outlet. However, it's not to say that we wouldn't look into it. So we're having a look into it. We've had quite a lot of discussions with brands. And again, brands are not always too keen on it as well, you know, because they would rather that you're selling their latest and greatest product that they're putting all their marketing and their R&D into than maybe a product that didn't make it to the right line, if you like. So, okay, it might be at a slightly better price, but it's not what they want to be you to be seen as the key influencers to be out there selling. So it is a tricky one, but we will look into it. We've gone out to a sort of random snapshot of partners throughout UK and Ireland just to get a little bit of feedback from there, and then we'll take it forward. So it's a kind of never say never type thing, but it has to be right for all the group, right for us and right for the suppliers as well. And I think just in feedback that I've heard from partners, sometimes some of the margin expectations are not always that realistic. I think sometimes partners think that the margin that they might make in it is substantially more than it can be. So it's getting that right balance of commitments, not putting our partners under pressure, not putting the group under pressure, and working with the right suppliers. Because at the end of the day, if we are left with product that we have to take, that we've committed to, we don't have anywhere to go with it. We don't have an end consumer. So just making sure that we make the right decisions for the whole group.
Yes, absolutely. I've said it again. Yeah, indeed. I think that is the key thing, isn't it? You know, we don't have a website where we sell directly to consumer against our partners, where we can just dump the product.
Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't go out to the partners and say, right, we've got 2,000 units left, you've all got to take X amount to get rid of it. Right. It's just not our way. And I can't see it ever being our way. So it will be interesting to see the snapshot, what comes back.
A solution that works for everybody, you know, partners, suppliers, the group, you know, definitely we're more than willing to give it a try. We just need to make sure it's the right solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. Right, I'm going to put an absolutely jar on my desk. Every time I say it, I'm going to put, well, I would say a pound in it, but I'm a millennial, I don't carry cash.
No, you can get a card. We'll get you a dojo machine there.
Yeah, a dojo machine. Talking of dojo, they're coming out of a new partnership as well soon. I've just had a feedback from them, communication that's going to be going out soon, to Ireland in particular as well. They're working in Ireland. So again, watch your space. There's one we missed off the talking points list, Adele, but it's snuck its way in. But on the SMU discussion again, sorry, there is one that is out there at the minute, which is the Trixon Tri-Speed Golf Ball.
We're
working with. That's the guys have been out there selling. They've had some good feedback from the partners, or some good purchasing from the partners. Some good purchasing. I'm going to get the right word in a minute. They've had a lot of partners take the ball so far. That is going to be launched next month. We're a few weeks away from it. But to your point with the marketing, you know, the part of the brands, you know, I'm currently working with them to try and get some marketing support for the Tri-Speed, and it's not something that is necessarily always done. So it's something we're working on at the minute to support those partners that have taken the golf ball in, or those partners that are planning to. You should do it. It's a good golf ball. Other golf balls are available. I had to go all BBC then, didn't I? you know, we will be supporting that with marketing as well. There is already a template in your newsletter account if you're on the email marketing service, and we're looking at getting some stuff into my marketing hub as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the opportunity is there for that margin making product if that's what suits your business. So again, we'll take the feedback and how well that's supported. And again, that's something that will, you know, moving forward once we kind of gauge the level of support, where it goes. But that one for us is a no risk one. We're not at risk with product. So that was a good one to start off with and see how it goes.
Yeah, so irons in fires. We'll wait to see what the random snapshot come back with, and we'll move it on from there. So just to let partners know, that is something that we are discussing, we are working on, and we await further feedback.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, you said it. Put your pound in the jar, Adele. Put a pound in the jar.
Tap the machine.
Okay, so we're coming towards the time ceiling that we like to put on these things. It's always the car journey to the pro shop is how I like to think of it, assuming people live within an hour radius of where they work, or not 8 steps like me, or 630 mile round trip, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the master of going off on tangents today. Didn't get much sleep last night, Adele.
I said I hadn't put my teeth in today, so...
So what's going on for the rest of the year? Obviously we mentioned Turkey, but there's still plenty of events and plenty of meetings and whatnot that's going to be going on for us as a team and for the partners. So what's what are you looking forward to this year? Now I'm throwing one in there, then that wasn't on the pre-planned list, Matt. What's going on?
Over the next sort of few weeks we've got still quite a few supplier meetings that we're working on, and you know, talking about next year, you know, terms wise, and as we always do, just trying to make sure that we're getting the best possible support for our partners. I think probably the marketplace is starting to be in a wee bit of a better place in terms of a bit cleaner inventory wise. I can never say that word. So I think that's good to see that our partners have been getting on board with that. And I think when the marketplace cleans up, the opportunities are better, and maintaining margin is a lot easier for partners. So those are kind of discussions that we'll be having with the brands over the next few weeks, again as we always do. We have golf days coming up soon. There are 6 golf days coming up, so I think that communication has gone out already. So definitely get yourself signed up to the golf days. They're a free of charge day to you, to bring along your good customer, club captain, secretary, whoever, and an opportunity to mix with different people from the industry, which is great. And we raise a wee bit of money for charity as well with it, which is good.
You know, I've seen once, which I see a few times, a few partners do on the email marketing service, which I love, is that they put the golf attendance to the golf day up as a competition to their customers.
Yep.
I just think that's such a neat way of doing it. You know, you get the opportunity to come and play with your pro at a nice venue with the weird and wonderful people from the golf industry. So always a good prize to put on there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got those, and we've got the various other supplier events. You know, I think everything's going out at the moment shortly for the TaylorMade Fitter, the Ping Fitter, the Titleist Partner of the Year Awards. And then we've got the Strixon Amateur Championship Partnership Trophy. And we're hopefully we're just in very final discussions for the Travel Masters for this year. So I'm hoping that next week we'll be able to come out with communication. We've just been waiting on a bit of final pricing. So
let me put some stuff on my to-do list.
Yes, that definitely will be. Quite a lot going on in terms of that. We've got a nice team get together. It's not often that we get the whole team at TGI here together. With Emma starting, and a bit of a sort of nice team building day at the beginning of April, which is good to have as well. So,
yep,
it'll be. I always say when we get to this point, it'll be golf days, the end of golf days before you know it, because it just flies. It absolutely flies in from now.
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. Right. Well, Adele, that almost brings us neatly to the 40-minute mark ish.
Yep.
So a great discussion again. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no, thank you. And you know, good luck to all the partners for the start of the season here. Hopefully as we always say, if our biggest competitor, the weather, plays ball with us, I think we'll have a good year. I think the signs are positive, so fingers crossed that that's what's happened.
Well, looking at, and I know we're British, so we like to talk about the weather, but looking at the weather for this weekend, it's like end of February and it's nearly 16 degrees. Well, down south here, like 16 degrees. There might be a bit of rain around, but it's nearly shorts weather.
Yeah, I think, and that's the really positive side. You know, I think if the golf courses are open and people can play, the participation levels are really, really high, and the overall interest in golf is so at an all-time high as well. And yes, it might be in different formats. Not everything is the traditional 18 holes, but I think the overall interest and level of participation in golf is great just now. So we need to capitalise on that and, you know, make sure we capture those other markets that are coming in, those different consumers that are coming into golf. You know, I think there's more women playing golf, there's more younger people playing golf, you know, different diversity backgrounds, etc., playing golf in all different formats. So we just need to make sure that we keep those customers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it doesn't matter what format you play, you still need equipment and you still want the clothing. You know, it's still opportunities there for partners to sell.
Well, I think there was a part of a survey that came back and said that 18% of those that don't play golf on course that have maybe tried it, and, you know, whether it's simulators or, you know, ranges, top golf ranges or something like that, have got aspirations to get onto the golf course. So we just need to make sure that we convert those people and bring them and get them interested in becoming a club member.
Yeah, a good industry challenge. Yep. Perfect. Okay, well, thanks, Adele. And as always, if anyone wants to discuss anything or wants to hear us discuss anything, anyone wants to come on the podcast, if anyone wants to hear someone on the podcast, if anyone wants us to go full on Paxman and grill someone, then, you know, just let us know. You can email pod@tgigolf.com, or you can contact us on social media. But, you know, we'd love to hear some feedback from partners and suppliers, whoever's listening, anyone, just talk to us. But Adele, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Matt.
And we'll speak to you all again soon. Thank you.
Okay, cheers. Bye.